This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi affirmed that no world leader has asked India to stop the Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister stated this in Lok Sabha while responding to the special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Mr. Modi's remarks came amid the opposition's accusation of agreeing to a ceasefire with Pakistan under the pressure of the United States of America. He said it was the Pakistani side who urged India to stop Operation Sindoor, pleading that they cannot suffer any longer.
दुनिया के किसी भी नेता ने भारत के ऑपरेशन रोकने के लिए नहीं कहा। अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति जी ने मुझे फोन पे बताया कि पाकिस्तान बहुत बड़ा हमला करने वाला है। मेरा जवाब था, अगर पाकिस्तान का ये इरादा है तो उसे बहुत महंगा पड़ेगा। ये मैंने अमेरिका के उपराष्ट्रपति को कहा, अगर पाकिस्तान हमला करेगा तो हम बड़ा हमला करके जवाब देंगे।
The Prime Minister said during the operation, which was launched on 7th of May, India gave a befitting reply to Pakistan after the Pahalgam terror attack, with the Indian Armed Forces taking the revenge in just 22 minutes. He stressed that India showed to the world that it will not bow down to nuclear blackmail of Pakistan. He said the world witnessed the strength of self-reliant India during the Operation Sindoor, in which Make in India weapons played a decisive role in its military action.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दरमियान पहली बार हुआ जब आत्मनिर्भर भारत की ताकत को दुनिया ने पहचाना। मेड इन इंडिया ड्रोन, मेड इन इंडिया मिसाइल ने पाकिस्तान के हथियारों की पोल खोल करके रख दी।
Earlier in the day, participating in the discussion, Home Minister Amit Shah said three terrorists involved in the Pahalgam attack have been eliminated by the security forces in a joint operation by the Army, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir Police under Operation Mahadev. After the Prime Minister's reply, Lok Sabha House was adjourned to meet again today at 11 a.m. The Rajya Sabha also held a special discussion on Operation Sindoor. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, Operation Sindoor's role is highly important in shaping the country's future. The Defence Minister reiterated that if Pakistan will dare any misadventure in the future, the country will not hesitate to resume Operation Sindoor. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned to meet again today at 11 a.m. The 27-hour and 30-minute countdown with the launch of the first Indo-US Joint Earth Observation Satellite, the NASA-ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR mission began yesterday at 2:10 p.m. Indian Standard Time. ISRO's Geosynchronous Satellite Launch Vehicle, F-16, GSLV F-16, is scheduled to carry the NISAR satellite to a sun-synchronous polar orbit at 5:40 p.m. today from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. NISAR marks the first joint satellite mission between the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, and the American Space Agency, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. The International Monetary Fund raised India's growth projections for the current and next fiscal years to 6.4% as the country continues as the world's fastest-growing major economy. Speaking at the news conference in Washington, Dennis Degan, a division chief in the research department, said, one of the drivers of India's growth was the reform momentum supporting robust consumption growth and a push for public investment. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, conducted two consecutive successful flight tests of the Pralay missile from the Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha yesterday. Developed by DRDO, Pralay is an indigenously developed solid propellant quasi-ballistic missile employing state-of-the-art guidance and navigation to ensure high precision. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, the armed forces and the industry for the successful flight tests. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert over West Madhya Pradesh and East Rajasthan for extremely heavy rainfall tonight. Heavy rainfall will likely occur over Jharkhand, West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar and Chhattisgarh today. Similar conditions will continue over Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir and Uttar Pradesh till the end of this month. Meanwhile, similar weather conditions will continue over Delhi NCR today. In badminton, Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty have progressed with the men's double second round of Nakao Open 2025 with a straight games victory over Malaysia's Lu Hangyi and Eng Xiong 21-13, 21-15. That is the end of this news bulletin.